Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
It's time to sit back and remember the echoes of the game, because in this episode, we discuss professional football franchise owners trading their teams like football cards with each other, hair samples given, as Sorky and the Plaid Bull are remembered for their great play on their birthday, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal for positive football history. And today, our portal takes us into the July 13th news and information from the history of football. We're going all the way back in the 1800s, and we cover all the way to today. As we do each and every day, we want to bring you historic events, historic people, birthdays of Hall of Famers to cover your days of football, 365 days a year, and July 13th is our date of topic today. And we're going to start off with our newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes to us from the July 14th, 1972 edition of the News Messenger in Fremont, Ohio, when they posted the following headline: Rosenblum gets Rams, Prothro will stay. The story told of how on July 13th, 1972, owners from the LA Rams, Robert Irsay, and the Baltimore Colts, Carol Rosenblum, swapped franchises in a rare NFL owners trade. This $19 million deal had Irsay and partner Willard Keeland of Racine, Wisconsin, purchasing the Rams, and then they traded the franchise to Rosenblum, who had multiple financial interests in Southern California, including stock in Warner Brothers. Rosenblum, in turn, said that he would keep Tommy Prothro as the head coach of his newly acquired LA squad, stating that one of the reasons I wanted the Rams was because he's tied up for 5 years. Now, it's kind of interesting that just months later, Prothro was dismissed on January 24th, 1973. We're talking, what, a matter of 6-7 months? In favor of Chuck Knox. Now, Chuck Knox is a great coach, but he says he hired Prothro because he had a contract for 5 years. But less than a year later, Prothro became the head coach of the San Diego Chargers. Now, if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did in the News Messenger in Fremont, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. Once again, that address is sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers to get your free one-week subscription on us, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to want to subscribe, and because it is just fantastic to look at each and every day, looking at some of these old newspapers. Sometimes some happier times, sometimes there's historic things, sometimes some sports history like what we're doing here on this program each and every day. It's very interesting. I think you'll like it. July 13th, 1994, former NFL running back O.J. Simpson gives hair samples to authorities as he is being investigated for the murder of his wife and her friend. Now let's go to our Hall of Fame birthdays. July 13th, 1903, Salem, Ohio. One of Carnegie Tech's tackles from the 1923 through the 1926 season, Lloyd Yoder, claimed his date of birth. The National Football Foundation celebrates his great player with a nice biography sketch that includes how Carnegie Tech, now called Carnegie Mellon, was a big-time football power when Lloyd Yoder played. Carnegie Tech played the juggernauts of the era, such as Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Penn State, and West Virginia. The Plaid Bull, as Yoder was later called, lettered four times on the gridiron at Carnegie, and they had a record of 21-11-2 in his time playing, which included three victories and four starts against the powerful crosstown rival Pittsburgh. During the 1926 season, Yoder and company pulled off one of the biggest college upsets in early football when they knocked off Notre Dame 19-0, helping to secure the Plaid Bowl as an All-American selection that season. Lloyd Yoder's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction took place in 1982. And Lloyd proudly served in World War II as a lieutenant commander in the Navy. Using his fine education and life lessons later in life, Yoder worked for NBC for 40 years, managing stations in San Francisco, Denver, Cleveland, and Chicago, and holding the title of vice president of the network. This man had football in his blood, as he later worked 25 years from 1928 to 1952 as a football official. July 13th, 1922, Istanbul, Turkey. Alex Sarkisian, the two-way player from Northwestern at center and linebacker during the football era of 1946 to 1948, was born. According to his bio on the footballfoundation.org, Sorky's coach, the Wildcats' Bob Voits, remembers Sarkisian's great leadership with this story. "We were playing Minnesota and got behind 16-0. Alex called the players together and said, 'We're going to win. Anyone who doesn't think so can get off the field right now.' We won 19-16. The 1948 Northwestern team went to the Rose Bowl and beat Cal 20-14. In 1948, Mr. Sarkisian was voted as a first-team All-American at linebacker and second-team All-American at center. Two great honors there, two different positions. His fine play earned him the place in the College Football Hall of Fame in the 1998 induction class. And after his playing eligibility was over, Sarkisian stayed on at Northwestern as an assistant coach. And then after getting his master's degree from the university, he went on to teach and coach at the high school level. What an honor for those high school students to have a great like Sarky come in to coach him up there at the high school level. Now, if you want to enjoy some more professional football players on their birthdays, if you go to the Pro Football Reference website, click on their July 13th date that they have there, when you look at one of the players that we've been talking about, you will pull up all the birthdays of all the people that played pro football that have a July 13th that are in the database of the Pro Football Reference. Great website. I highly encourage you to check it out. I also want you to check out the sportshistorynetwork.com. It is the place, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. We have about 21 of us now that are putting podcasts and blog posts and all kinds of great information on sports history all in one spot, sportshistorynetwork.com. It's a really enjoyable place, some great talent, some excellent guests, and some great content from all of our podcasters and blog posters there. I think you'll really enjoy it, and we're building that site each and every day. Guys are doing a great job over there, and I think you're really going to enjoy that if you like sports history. You can find our stuff on pigskindispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. We have trying to cover just about every angle of football. We have a lot of different exciting things coming up here. We're going to get into some of our early football teams of the 1920s, 1930 pro teams that really built up pro football and got it to be the juggernaut it is today in the NFL. I hope you enjoy that. We had our Portsmouth Spartans yesterday released. That's our first episode. It's going to get better than that. We're going to have some great guests and experts and historians and family members of the ancestors of their ancestors started teams and played for teams and were stars in a league. And I think you'll really get some great insight on some of these great authors, historians, and family members that have some stories to tell about their teams and their players back in that golden era of 1920s and 1930s of pro football, and even earlier. And we'll probably get into the 40s even a little bit. But just some of these teams that aren't in the NFL anymore, we want to give them some recognition, and they help really build pro football. And so it's kind of a fun series. I hope you're looking forward to that. And don't forget, we have our football by numbers is still in full swing. We're well into the 60s right now, so we've got like 30 some more of those to go through, and we're planning on getting there, probably in the middle of football season, we'll finish up. We should hit 99, but we got some more great guests planned for that. We're going to talk some great football history, great football players of those jersey numbers. And we have our daily podcast. We're also going to get some more authors on, talk about some great gridiron books that you can enjoy and pick up for yourself for your leisurely reading, and learn a little bit about football history. I know I learn a lot when I have these experts and historians and authors come on, and I hope you do too as well. So check that out, pigskindispatch.com. If you want to email us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @pigskindispatch. Facebook, we have the Pigskin Dispatch page. You could also go to the subreddit on Reddit of our sports history, and we post there each and every day, as well as LinkedIn. I post as Darren Hayes. Facebook, I'm on as Darren Hayes too, but you can also look on that Pigskin Dispatch website or Facebook page. So check all those out, sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.